You're listening to SBS News.
Homan Fati is a senior lecturer in history at the Australian National University and an affiliated researcher at the Centre for History at Sciences Po in Paris. The results are official now. Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party have won the first round of the French elections with 33% of the vote. That's ahead of the newly formed left-wing coalition on 28% and President Macron's centrist coalition on 20%. What do you make of these results?
Two things. The first thing I make of these results is that this is a historic vote and historic results for the National Rally. So the far right has progressed in France, although the nature of that far right has changed. The second thing that I make of these results is that even though the National Rally is coming first at the first round of these parliamentary elections, they're very unlikely to be able to form a government, be that a majority government or a minority government. This is because moderates of other parties, moderates from the left, moderates from the centre, moderates from the right, will unite in most of the 577 electorate, will get behind one another in order to have only one candidate running against the National Rally, therefore winning that seat.
Yes, these are obviously the results from the first round of voting, but there's another round of voting next week on July the 7th. Are you able to say a bit more about how the French parliamentary elections work?
So in Australia, for the lower house, you've got preferential voting. You go to the polling booth once, you put your number in order, or whatever order you prefer. In France, for the parliamentary elections, you have a two-round winner-takes-it-all system. It's a little bit complex, but essentially, in the first round of the election, which has just concluded, people vote for their one preferred candidate, but you may have somewhere between 12 to 25 different candidates in any given electorate. And so this is to express your preference. If you could have it all your way, who is your favorite person? And then at the second round, you have people who manage to get at least 12.5% of the votes of registered voters in that electorate. So the numbers that we currently see at the first round will have little to do with the second round figures, which will be definitive. And this is what makes prediction very hard in the French political landscape between the first and the second round.
As you say, it's difficult to predict the makeup of the government at this point, but do you think these results are alarm bells ringing for Macron's presidency?
What I can possibly predict nearly for sure is that unless Macron gets a full majority, which is, I think, unlikely, then we will have an alliance of moderates who tend to disagree with one another, meaning that the next 2 years of French politics will be very bumpy. Now, that's one thing. The second thing is that Macron has accumulated a lot of angst against his personality and his character. There is a general movement of people from the left and from the right who think that he can be quite arrogant, doesn't consult as much as he should. Now, whether that's true or not doesn't matter so much. What matters is that perception has an impact on the votes. And it is clear that President Macron's party is the clear loser of the first round of this election.
And how do you explain the surge in support on the other side for the far right?
To answer your question, I think there are two things. First, as I said, Macron's personality has driven voters away from him. But that doesn't explain how you go from a centre-moderate person to the far right. The far right's rise, whether we like it or not, is to be understood in terms of its own success to attract more voters. Previously, the National Rally of Marine Le Pen was the National Front of Jean-Marie Le Pen, her father. Her father is a convicted person for denying the Holocaust and as that very traditionalist, extreme right, post-World War II strand, if you want, or political flavour. So that party used to be a big no-no for the vast majority of the French because they associated that party with the Vichy government, with the collaboration with the Nazis. When Marine Le Pen took over, she said, we will never win. We'll never win an election if we are so scary and so right-wing. Let's transition to speaking about, you know, other issues than immigration. And what she has done under her leadership and that of Jordan Bardella, her second in command, who is someone who is very active on social media, is that instead of holding the values of the traditional extreme far right, you know, very nationalistic, very racist, very et cetera, et cetera, she has chosen to expand the movement by promising absolutely everything and its contrary. If you look at the program of the National Rally today, it is not only unfeasible in terms of some of the proposition they have with regard to French constitution, but it's also unfinanceable, because traditionally you'd associate the far right with a conservative agenda on spending. Oh, no, no, no. They are promising to review the retirement age to lower it, which is traditionally something that the left would do. So you've moved from a far right party that was extremely coherent, extremely scary, but coherent, to a populist party that is promising everything the French popular classes want to hear.
This election was a snap election. It was called after the EU results, obviously, also went against Macron's party. Are we able to say at this point if that gamble was the right decision or not?
It's an extremely difficult question, and it's the right question to ask. It is too early to say whether that gamble has worked or not. That we will know at 8 p.m. French time on Sunday, July 7th. Because he may still be able to pull it off. He may. I think it's unlikely, but he may. One could argue that returning to the polls, saying to the French, I want to hear your voice again, is extremely brave and extremely courageous. However, he has been criticized for that gamble because it's extremely risky. Because although it is honest to go back to the electorate to say, please clarify the situation, when you're in a situation where the far right is rising, then you're potentially opening the door for the far right to get in democratically.